Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Whether you are listening on KKNW AM 1150, Cable Radio Network, WBLQ, Transformation Talk Radio, or on the archives on iTunes or on stellarreflections.com, you are going to be happy you're listening today. But first, I have to say hello to Benny. Hi there.
Hi there, Christine. Missing you in the studio today, but we are moving forward with the show as always.
We are, and you know, Benny, I do miss being in the studio with you, and I always enjoy that, but I have to tell you, I'm in the San Juan Islands right now. I'm looking out at water, islands, boats, and trees blowing in the breeze.
I have everything but minus the boats and water at my immediate view, but I can just envision it as myself and through you.
Yeah, and we're having beautiful weather,
good.
I know, there, you know, as well as here.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always something to do a little happy dance about.
Oh, I do it all the day long.
Yeah. So, you know, Benny, have you ever met somebody where you feel like, oh, there's this connection, but you don't really understand what it is?
Oh, quite often, actually.
Well, I love when that happens. You know, it could be you meet somebody on an airplane and suddenly you find out that your all-time favorite book is that person's all-time favorite book. Or you feel drawn to talk to somebody at a party. As it turns out, even though you're living in a totally different city than where you grew up, you know, it's like you went to the same elementary school, something
yes.
along those lines.
Well, oh, yeah.
Today I'm really excited about my guest because she and I have several similarities. You know, she's a radio talk show host. She writes. She teaches some of the same things that I love to teach about as well. But we have this other kind of odd sort of synchronistic connection. She and I have had our lives sort of altered or helped with the shifting of our transformations by a communication of a particular sequence of numbers. Now, for those of you who are listening, you probably heard my story before about how I helped co-create the 111 activation. The 111 activation, the reason we named it that was because it began to come through on January 11th of 2011, on 111/11. And once that happened, I wasn't sure what I was getting myself into, but I saw 111s and 1111s and, you know, all over the place. Well, my guest today, she has had the 1111s and the sequence of ones come up for her. So I love that kind of connection, and I'm so excited about my conversation with her today. I'm talking about Simran Singh. She is a creative visionary, a transformational catalyst, a humorist in metaphysics, spirituality, and motivation. She's the award-winning publisher of 1111 Magazine. She hosts the number one syndicated 1111 talk radio show on Voice America Seventh Wave and on Lighter Side Radio broadcast on World Puja Network. She is the author of a new book that is absolutely wonderful called Conversations with the Universe, where she shares keys to opening to the communication that is divinely ours for the purpose of our expansion and connection. I'd like to welcome my wonderful guest today, Simran Singh.
Thank you, Christine. I had no idea. Of course, the 11ers are always drawn together. How fabulous.
I know. And, I'd heard of 1111 Magazine, and I'd read it a few times. But there was something about when I found out about you, I felt this connection. And I started looking at it. It's like, oh, my goodness. And I was reading about you and hearing about your story. And I thought, how funny is this? You know, there's multiple reasons for the connection.
Oh, so many reasons, and it's such a time where people are being drawn together in that way that you spoke of in the beginning. There's this recognition that is finally happening, and I think it's because we're finally willing to look beyond the identities and the personalities of who we believed ourselves to be
uh-huh.
and truly step into seeing something bigger. And when we do that, we not only see ourselves, but then we actually see others that are like us because they are us as well.
Right. And, you know, before we get into conversations with the universe and all the amazing information, we'll get into some of the amazing information in that book, I first want you to share with our listeners a little bit about your transformation, because you actually shifted your life rather dramatically in order to pursue that inner connection. Can you share, you know, how you changed your life?
Most definitely. I think my life was shifting dramatically, and change is something that we know happens, but mine seems to be on the high-speed train when it comes to change.
Right.
I spent 30 years in the fashion industry, and I have had an arranged marriage, and I have been the type of individual that has always followed the rules, always done everything the way it is termed as right. Uh-huh. And my life just was crumbling all around me. Nothing was working. Things started to fall apart, and I was very numb and kind of, I call it the walking dead. I'd gotten to that point where there was just no feeling, and I was kind of robotic and rote in how I do things. And I came to the point where everything in my life disappeared. My identity, my career, my husband, my family, my friends, everyone, everything walked away. And in that moment, I actually went into a very deep depression.
Right.
And as I did so, I called out for help. I just prayed and said, help me. I don't know what to do at this point. And I started seeing the numbers 11, 111, and 1111.
Uh-huh.
And they were appearing 20 to 25 times a day.
Yes.
So much so that I didn't know what they were at that time, and it got frustrating for me. And so I angrily cried out, just either make this stop because it's making me think I'm crazy,
uh-huh.
or tell me what you want with them. And in that moment, the 1111 magazine downloaded into my head, uh-huh. every word, every picture, cover to cover. And I began this task. I had been a workaholic, and so this was the perfect thing for me to do. And I started to say yes to every single thing that ended up in my life being asked of me, and life began to just snowball, and I got on this fast track to where I was creating things and meeting people and embarking on things in ways that I had never even imagined, and it's still continuing to the point where I'm now embarking on something called the Rebel Road, where I'm packing my two kids in a car and going around the country, visiting 66 cities and gathering people together to celebrate ourselves and to celebrate that we can change, and that we can allow the old to die and the new to come, and to step into the unknown of ourselves, because what we know has not gotten us as far as what we don't know can.
Right. Oh, that's beautifully said. And, you know, Simran, I think that there are a lot of people right now who are experiencing chaos of one sort or another. For many, it does look like, you know, the life circumstances have changed dramatically, you know, a relationship has ended. They're having financial difficulties. Their career suddenly has shifted in a way that they're not happy with. But I think there are also people who are going about their lives, and everything looks rather normal, same old, things that they used to be satisfied with, but they are experiencing an inner chaos. What is the purpose of the chaos that's appearing for so many?
You know, I think that we are the type of people that have gotten conditioned to having alarms to wake us up. I mean, if you look at how we wake up in the mornings, most of us have to set an alarm clock.
Right, I'm one of them.
And I am too. And so, of course, I had to create alarming things in my life to wake me up, because that was what I had conditioned myself into being. And I think that that, in one case, is what all of that is. As I began my 1111 journey, what I started to realize is this is a communication that's happening. It's a message, mostly to say that I've got additional support, something's got my back, and, you know, what am I feeling or thinking in that moment that I'm seeing these symbols? And it might not be 1111 for you or for someone else. It could be anything. The key is that it's some type of communication letting me know you're supported. And so I thought, well, if it's coming in numbers, perhaps it's coming in many other ways as well. Maybe it comes in as everything. Life can't possibly be just random. We can't just be plopped down on this planet as some cool joke. There's got to be purpose or some kind of self-organizing system going on here.
Right.
And
that's,
I started to discover everything is aligned with.
And that's an important aspect of your journey. You came to this belief that there must be something. And, you know, I think that there are people who are flailing around who are thinking, you know, no, there isn't, or it's all random. But, you know, one of the things I love about what you're teaching and things relating to my own path is that when you begin to sort of shift your belief and say, okay, maybe there is something to this, the messages start flooding in, don't they?
They actually are there all the time, that you are more aware of them flooding in. And the beauty of it is, going back to what you were saying about the chaos and the challenge, mm-hmm. I discovered those were the greatest communications of all. So if people would start to look at their life, and instead of thinking, gosh, my car just broke down and I've got to buy a new set of tires or a new engine, or the plumbing just went out in my house, or my relationship is just falling apart, what if that in itself is a communication? And what if that is there to show you something? What if inside that communication there's actually a gift? And I can share a story with you as to how I first came about that. And it was when I was creating the 1111 first issue. I went downstairs. I didn't know much about the computer. I put everything in the computer over the next month. And then I realized I didn't know how to do graphics. And I didn't know how I was going to do this. And
right. So if you're going to do a magazine, the graphics is a very important part, isn't it?
It's a very sensory part of it. And you know, there are many people that need to see something to totally get the whole concept. And so I shut off my computer, and I kind of looked up at the sky, the way we think that this great being is out there.
Right.
And I said, if you really want this out there in the world, you're going to have to bring me the graphic designer. I'm not going to look for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, a huge storm hit, and my computer crashed. Other appliances got blown. And I came downstairs, and all of a sudden, everything was gone that I had worked for a month. And I thought, well, this is crazy.
Oh, no.
I called the computer tech, and he came, spent the whole next day, at the end of which to say, I can't fix this computer, you need a new one.
Oh,
but I was able to save one document, and it was the 1111. And so I'm writing his check, and he's asking me what 1111 is, and I'm explaining it's a life enhancement magazine to be gifted to humanity.
Uh-huh.
And his next comment blew me away, and that's when I realized that our problems are really our gifts. He said to me, really, you're creating this magazine? I have a dear friend who's going through a really, really hard time, and she's the most incredible graphic designer, if you need one. And then I realized, what if everything that happens in our life is really the universe's somewhat comical way of bringing to us exactly what we're asking for. But it is shrouded in that illusion so that we can decide, do I really want to buy into this negative thing or what I'm going to call negative? Or am I willing to see beyond what is in front of me into the truth of what the gift is that is sitting inside of it?
More with Simran Singh when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation with Simran Singh. She is the publisher of 1111 Magazine. She is the host of 1111 Talk Radio on Voice America Seventh Wave, and she's the author of a new book called Conversations with the Universe. Now, Simran, before we continue our conversation, I want to read just a short passage from your book so that we can share with our listeners the beauty of how you write. It's just a delicious way, and I want them to get a taste of it.
Thank you.
This chapter is entitled The Message. Confusion, doubt, chaos and crisis, anger, despair, and pain are all excellent conditions for growth. These moments encourage us to look at the self, dreams, fears, doubt, inner darkness, and light. Within each circumstance is a message, a gift, a calling, in fact. Something taps upon the heart, asking it to open, reconnect, and come home. There is something old within, and it knows of a language we have long forgotten. But it is still there, ever present and waiting. It is a special language that, if followed, can be fully discerned over time. You must be willing to see with the eyes, but receive with the inner eye. Hear with the ears, but avail yourself of the subtle inner hearing. Most importantly, shut down the doubting mind by overriding all practical thought. Instead, fully open your senses and engage the wisdom of the heart and the gut. Hidden in these areas is your true brain, your soul's receptor. These are the language hubs of the universe. Ah, Simran, I just love the way you write.
Oh, thank you so much. I thoroughly enjoy writing, and I think that if we allow ourselves each to express our own hearts and in the words, we converse. We also engage the conversation in a deeper way as well, because we are opening ourselves to others, and we continue to attract the mirrors then that let us know how far we have advanced in our own personal evolution.
Right, and you talk about mirrors. Can you expand upon that?
Yes, we attract everything that is ourselves, and many people may have heard that, well, when we meet someone, that is our mirror. And what that means is whatever you see in that person is exactly what exists within you. And if it is that you are seeing this person as rude or angry or someone you can't trust, then rather than judging or blaming on the outside, it's a perfect opportunity to look within and say, where in me is that? Mm-hmm. Or if you see someone that you celebrate or that you idolize or that you think is very successful, then you can look in yourself and say, where in me is that? So that you can find that within yourself. Or if you see on television something that is a terrorist act or violence or something that is really painful to watch, to also ask, where in me is that? So that we uncover and clear that. Because as we clean and clear our internal self, we are, number one, raising our own vibration and evolving. But
sure.
We are also helping to clear the collective of what is going on there. So I feel everything is a mirror, from people to circumstances to anything that comes within our personal field, so that we have the purpose to clean and clear.
And I think that, we as, ego-based humans have a really hard time accepting that those things that we push away are really parts of ourselves that have messages for us about ourselves. But I also think that you've touched on a really important point, that those who are sharing amazing gifts that we just feel totally connected with, we also are often not comfortable with accepting our greatness. And yet,
I'm sure
a part of who we are.
I'm sure all of your listeners listen to you, and they are just impressed, and they love your voice, and they love your presence. And what you are really here is their mirror as, along with giving them all of these amazing gifts of interviews and the different things that you do as your purpose, you are the mirror to them of how they can express their voice and stand in their power and be beauty in many different ways.
Right.
And when they see that for themselves, they in turn are also honoring you in serving the way that you're honoring. And it's just such a beautiful way then to start to connect in oneness rather than in the separation that we have allowed to happen.
Yeah.
If we continue to think it's just about the other, whether it's good or bad, then we will maintain this feeling of separation that has plagued us and that has created so much of what's going on in the world now.
Mm-hmm. Sister Wren, can you talk to us more about how the universe converses with us?
As I was going through my own healing journey and trying to figure out why my life was the way it was and how it could possibly change, I decided to take every single thing that started to show up and determine that maybe it's not just a sign. Maybe there's a language that is happening in every moment. Maybe there's a way to actually communicate. Maybe I can ask things and the universe will speak back. And so what I started to discover is I wasn't just seeing numbers. I was seeing lots of different things. And when I put all those different things together, I was actually being spoken to in volume. And then I started to realize, well, what if I started asking certain questions? How would that language show up? And then it began coming back to me through my body, through physical issues of my body or the right or left side of my body to let me know if it was something that I was to receive or something I was to act on. It came to me through my home, because the home is just a reflection of our physical body and our physical and our consciousness as well. And so if something was happening in my roof, then I knew it had to do with one area of my life. If it was happening in the basement, it had to do with another area of my life. The same thing with a car or with insects or birds. And so everything that happened, I would begin to question, what is this showing me about me? Because I started to realize every single thing was me. If we think it's a house, it's a car, it's an animal, it's another person. But what if every single thing is actually you? What if there's only you and God in the room? And everything that's outside of you is just God with a different face or a different form, here to help you have your play, to literally show you yourself so that you can evolve and have the gifts and the lessons that you originally intended before you came. And that's the conversation I began to have and ultimately realized that I was seeing a lot of people have that conversation.
Uh-huh.
And it's an amazing, magical, beautiful thing.
So, you know, first of all, I think it's a huge leap for people, because I think many of us have felt like, and I know you've felt this along the way based on what I've read about you, and I've definitely felt it many times, we feel so alone. We feel like we don't have that support, that it's not a part, it's not all a reflection and a part of our growth and expansion. And so it takes sort of a leap of faith. But don't you think that people can sort of play the game for a day just to play with it, to see if they can actually begin to see how all the information is coming towards us?
Absolutely, and sometimes you don't even have to do anything other than notice what is repeating in your life. That is how it began for me.
Yes.
I started to wonder, you know, there's certain things that just keep showing up. There's certain songs that keep showing up, certain numbers that keep showing up. Why is that happening?
Right.
And if you notice just the repetitions in the beginning, you'll start to see what you connect to, and you'll start to see, well, what am I feeling in my body in those moments? You know, what's happening around me? What's the thought that I'm having at that time? Is it positive or is it negative? Mm-hmm. And you'll start to discern that you're attracting something at a specific moment because of who you're being. And that develops the trust. Because so often we are in this place of asking for things, and we want them to show up, but we don't believe they're going to show up.
Right.
But this way, we're actually developing a small sense of trust because we know our particular language is going to show up when we need it. Mm-hmm. And that little bit of trust helps go into belief. It helps us to believe a little bit stronger. And that helps us to stand more strongly and safe over time.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love about your teaching, Simran, is that you're talking about paying attention to the sensations in the body. You know, getting the information of how something feels. And there are people out there who are teaching about spirituality as the senses, the body, the emotions are something to transcend in order to get to that connection, that oneness. And yet you're emphasizing that it's an important part of communication.
I believe that we are supposed to actually dive into our senses, dive into the emotions, that the reason that we were put here and that we chose to have physical bodies, these spacesuits that we wear, is for the purposes of having those experiences. And so rather than push away from anything, whether it is pain or whether it is sadness or grief, or even if it's joy, I mean, there are people that literally push against their joy and happiness, although that's unconscious, they're pushing away from having that.
Yeah.
We are here to immerse and have all of it. And when we do that, we open up to a greater expanse of life.
And I think that's so important. I'm just going to reiterate, you're saying that it's all to be embraced, correct?
It's all to be embraced and embodied, because those that are trying to attain the spiritual enlightenment and go beyond into other realms, you cannot unless you fully embrace and embody this part of it. This sensory part of it is crucial to that enlightenment. And we were given the senses, the five senses, plus the additional two that we don't allow ourselves to access in the degrees that we can, which are our sense of intuition and our sense of humor. Not humor from laughing something off or trying to speak about something in a humorous way because we don't want to face it, but humor from the lightness of being able to look at our life and the chaotic stuff we've created to actually be light about it. I mean, it's kind of crazy if you look at some of the things that we create.
Oh,
just
yeah.
To be able to learn and evolve, it's actually very funny.
It is. And, you know, there have been times when, you know, it's not just the positive creations, it's the negative ones, the ones that we find unpleasant and well in human form. And there are times when I've just laughed hysterically, like, look at what I just manifested. Look at what I just created, you know. And I think that lightheartedness keeps us from that place of judgment and allows us to continue to move forward.
Yes. I just returned from leading a group in Machu Picchu, and I had this one woman. Every possible thing could have happened to her leading up to this trip. She had blow-ups in her house. Her car broke down, every single thing. And when she got to the airport, her car, actually the engine caught on fire and the front end blew up.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing how many things happened to this woman. And so she's at the initial part of it, and she's telling the story. And she's like, I just don't get it. You know, I just want to be in my power. I just want to stand strong and show what I'm capable of.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at her and started laughing. I'm like, you're powerful enough to blow up your house and your car. You're talking about power. Why don't you recognize what you are capable of? Because then you can truly have a sense of anything you can create.
Right.
And then everyone started laughing because that is how comical we are. We create all kinds of crazy stuff just to find a long way around to something that is actually already inside of us.
Right. Well, you know, in your book, you talk about the gifts associated with victimization and victimhood. And I'd like to get you to expand on that, but we're going to have to go to a quick break now. More with Simran Singh when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing. Meg Benedicta is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in the Northeast United States, Cable Radio Network, and, of course, TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm talking today with Simran Singh. She's the publisher of the award-winning 1111 magazine. She's the host of 1111 Talk Radio on Voice America's Seventh Wave. And she's the author of a wonderful new book called Conversations with the Universe. Now, Simran, before we continue our conversation, can you please share with our listeners how they can connect with you?
Absolutely. I'd like to offer everyone the opportunity to have 1111 magazine. That is something I create and give away for free. And you can go to 1111mag.com or simran-singh.com and register for that so that you can always receive it. It's always filled with amazing articles, beautiful voices from around the world, and intentions and different things that I place in there to support people's journey.
Wonderful.
And
so, again, that's 1111mag.com and Simran-Singh, so Simran-Singh.com, correct?
That is correct. And if you are reading the book Conversations with the Universe, I have set up a conversationswiththeuniverse.com website, and you can, as a reader, register for free audios, a free video course, and meditations, along with 30 days of mindset shifting to receive to support you in deepening your conversation with the universe as my gift.
Wonderful. So you've also got some events going on. You mentioned it earlier. You're going to be traveling, and it's called Rebel Road. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. I'm really excited about this because I reached a point in my life this year where I decided that it was time to dive into the unknown. I left my 18-year arranged marriage, and I got the message that I was supposed to create a show and take it on the road, and it was to have song and humor which are two things I've never done before. I've never had a funny bone in my body, so that would be something entirely new for me. And it was to include people all over the country and help me to do what I do best, which is to spotlight people and share their gifts and to illustrate how we're supposed to be the rebel in our own lives, how we are to take that passion that's in our heart and be willing to step out on faith and trust and belief that the world is here to conspire for us, and that when we do that, everything will show up. I was given the vision on the day of my divorce that I was about to do exactly the very thing that we all do, and that was be practical and set up life the way it was supposed to. I had two kids. I was about to buy a house because I wanted them to be safe and have the life that everyone else says we're supposed to have.
Right.
And I received a message in a meditation saying, you're doing this, and it is going to create all the excuses that you are going to say so that you can't follow your dreams and you can't follow your heart. Mm-hmm. Excuses like, I have kids, or I have a house now and I have expenses, or I have a partner that won't let me, or I have a job I'm too invested in. We make up all kinds of excuses to not live our dreams. You know, or I don't have the money, or I have too much debt.
Right.
And so I'm embarking on the road to these 66 cities with my two kids, and I'm going to illustrate that none of those excuses matter, and that what you need really does show up. And it is happening. People are coming together all over the country, and lodging is showing up. Places are hosting us. People are coming together to be spotlighted. It's the most amazing, beautiful, self-organizing thing. And like you said before, Christine, it is the way of the world. It is the way that we naturally are to be if we will just allow it to flow.
Yeah. So how old are your boys?
I have a 12-year-old and a 3-year-old that I am potty training at the moment.
Oh, my goodness. I love that kind of age range. You know, I've got a 13-year-old and an 18-year-old, and there are definitely gifts of having siblings that are, you know, further apart. But that's wonderful that you're going on the road with them.
Well, it's so beautiful because, number one, I think that children really are the true teachers. I don't know that any of us are here teaching anything. I think if there is someone teaching, it's the kids.
Right,
but
right.
But on top of that, there are a lot of deep conversations that I wish to engage on the Rebel Road, and it is to let people see that there are many different ways to do things. We have allowed ourselves to get caught in a structure of things have to be done a certain way.
Yeah.
But what if there is no one way? What if we can teach kids in a different way? What if we can deal with our health or create new ways of commerce, new ways of business? Those are the conversations that it's time to now get into. And so I'm looking forward to this journey and just meeting people. I want to see the divine in everything, and I want to hold it and hug it and embrace it and look into its eyes. And that's another part of what this is about.
That's fabulous. And, yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you that we need to question our belief systems because things that we assume are just truth or fact really are just this illusion, this illusionary jail cell that we've created for ourselves.
Well, I do a daily diary that I post on YouTube to help people follow along this journey in case they're wanting to embark on something and they're afraid. And a gentleman asked a question. He wanted to know the difference between belief and faith and confidence. And my thoughts are that belief is something that is rooted in the mind and grounded very much in fear. It has limitation. It can't be expanded. It's usually what it is. And faith is something that is truly rooted in the heart. It is something that just trusts and knows and doesn't need any proof in order to do that. It just holds the space for it. And I feel as if confidence sits in the gut, right in our very core. And that is just knowing that we have the ability. We may not know how, we may not know when, but we know that there is a divine source that comes through us that is always there to stand with us and through us to allow things to happen. And so I think that if people just will allow themselves to understand whether it is something coming from their head or their heart or their gut, they'll start to understand that that too is part of the conversation of the universe to let them know if they shall move forward or if they shall not.
Right, right. Because, you know, truly our authentic voice is that which is connected to our heart, to our soul, and we need to be able to decipher whether it's authentic voice or what are the external, you know, inauthentic beliefs, information that sort of is disguised as truth but really isn't truth.
Exactly. I mean, the mind loves to create detours. It loves to make up stories. We're good at making up stuff. We created all kinds of things. And so, you know, when we are not quite sure and we're on those detours, the one thing that I know is that's a good time to ask for direction. And the one place you can always ask for direction is in your heart.
And so that brings up an important point. I mean, you know, you're talking about conversations with the universe, and the universe speaks to us, but we also need to ask for guidance, don't we?
We have to ask. And I ask in a very specific way. I talk about this in the book. I always ask out loud. There is something about literally verbalizing it, having it as sound, because we are light, sound, and color. Mm-hmm. And when I ask it out loud, I notice that the responses from the universe, the messages, show up in a quicker, more clear way.
Isn't that interesting?
I don't know that it's necessary that the universe has to hear it.
Uh-huh.
I think the reason it works this way is we have to hear it. We have to hear our own voices. We have to be witness to ourselves. And when we keep things inside, when we keep a question inside, it's so easy to dismiss it or to forget it.
Right.
But the moment you've verbalized it and you've heard yourself verbalize it, it's out there. It's kind of like, have you seen those bubble wands? And you blow one of those big bubbles and the bubble is there.
Uh-huh.
When that bubble pops, it doesn't mean the bubble disappeared. It means it's now open into possibility that it can actually manifest.
Right.
And so every time we speak, we are a giant bubble wand. And we are putting them out there so that possibility can happen.
I love that. And, you know, from my perspective as an energy healer, speaking it in words actually creates a stronger vibration of the question within our field. That makes perfect sense to me. And therefore, if the question is in our field, then we're going to track the answer through that field as well.
Yeah. Love it.
Now, you know, before the break, I said I was going to ask you about victimhood, and I haven't gotten to it yet. Please tell us about your perspective on about the gift of being a victim.
You know, I think that that's one of the best things that we've created before we got here. And I have a TED Talk that goes more deeply into the story. If anyone looks up Simran Singh, they can see the TED Talk that I just did called Conversations with the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to imagine, as bad as the things are that are in your life, as the people that have hurt you so, so badly, I want you to imagine that at one point there was nothing but a beautiful mask. And that mask knew itself to be great. It knew itself as beauty and harmony and richness. And it honored itself in that way. And in one moment, it honored itself so much that it was just filled with so much love that three pieces popped off.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking back at the larger mask, just admiring themselves, admiring itself. And the smallest piece thought, wow, if I could just remember again and again this feeling that I know that I'm this powerful and beautiful and amazing. And the other pieces wanted to do the same. And one of the pieces said, well, why don't we have a play? I'll be your father, and I'll be someone that is hard, and I'll treat you with harsh tones, and I'll abandon you, and I may have an addiction or two. And then the other piece said, yes, and I could be your mother, and I will have been affected by his behavior, and I won't have my voice, and I won't know how to stand in my power. And because I don't do those things, I'm going to go into depression, and I'm going to go into isolation. And in doing that, I'm not going to be able to fully love you because I can't love myself. And the small piece didn't understand, why would you create such lives? That doesn't sound like power and beauty and expansion and all that we see here that we are.
Right.
And in unison, both of those pieces said, but to know power, you must first know weakness.
Oh.
To know beauty, you must know your ugliness. To receive unconditional love, you must first be born in a situation that is love with conditions. And we love you enough. We love you enough to give you what it is you would desire to have. What would you desire to have? And in that moment, the piece said, gosh, I do want to know my unconditional love. I do want to know my level of forgiveness. I do want to know my beauty. So yes, let me create a life where I have these situations where I have none of that, so that I have the contrast. And as I go through life, I discover myself, and I will truly discover who I really am and the true power, presence, and beauty that I have always been.
How amazing. More with Simran Singh when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with the author of Conversations with the Universe and the publisher of 1111 magazine, Simran Singh. Now, Simran, you know, your book, Conversations with the Universe, is beautiful. It's got some fabulous information. But I also love the way you present the information about the communication that comes from the universe. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that, please?
Absolutely. I think the hardest part that people have is when they start noticing the signs, they want to know exactly what everything means.
Uh-huh.
And we get into our head when we do that. We get very linear. And initially, you're going to probably want to look up stuff on the Internet or look up stuff in the book to know the exact meaning. That is a general language that takes place, and everything does have a specific meaning. But then we each have our own specific dialect where you're going to start to actually intuit what the sign means for you apart from what the general meaning is, and that's the beauty of this. And so I devised this in components of language, nouns, adjectives, verbs, punctuation, because what I discovered is there are certain symbols that are the nouns. They are who you are. They really are reflecting you and your spirit and your soul as to what its longings are. Uh-huh. And then there's certain symbols which are the numbers or names of streets or houses that you have or places that you live that are the verbs. And those are the action symbols. Those actually tell you what you need to go out and do.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the adjectives. The adjective symbols are when things show up in either your human body, your home body, or your moving body. So that means your car, your house, or your physical body. And those are the adjectives to describe how you are feeling, what the peripheral aspects of what your soul is wanting you to tap into.
Uh-huh.
And then finally, certain symbols have to do with the punctuation, and that has to do with the timing and really bringing all of that language together so that each statement has an ending. So as you go through the book, you start to discover discover that, and then you learn how to move and float and play with the language. Because ultimately, what we are here to do on Earth is not work hard, not do what we think we've been, what we have been taught to do, not be busy all the time. We are actually meant to just play. We are meant to relax. We are meant to be at ease, and we're meant to be in flow. And so part of this is to allow you to tap into your conversation with the universe so that you can see that the universe is and has always been not only conversing with you, but playing with you, and so that you can now step into a more relaxed way of being and living so that you can play back.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And, you know, I think that when we open to the communication, and I've been playing with this, too, for several years, and it is amazing. You were saying before, as we open to the awareness, we see more and more of the communication. But as we do this, it's like it begins to illuminate for us how supportive the universe is for us. And there are a lot of people who are stuck in this place where they don't believe in a supportive universe.
Well, and I've had so many people, and you can go on Amazon and read the reviews. There's so many people that will write to me and say, I just got your book, and by the time I got to page 11, I was seeing things I've never seen before, seeing things I've never noticed before.
Right.
And what I want you to understand is the communication has always been there. You've just not been present to it because of all the things that are going on in your life.
Right.
What my book does, it doesn't make something happen for you. It just allows you now to be aware in a way that you've not let yourself be aware. And once you tap into this magic, you become a more conscious, more powerful co-creator in your own life because you know there is something else going on. I can guarantee you once you read this book, you will never look at your life the same way. You can't possibly, because every time you have a repetition, you're going to say, are you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be speaking to the universe.
Can you share with our listeners briefly your perspective on why it's important to let go through the process?
I think that we are immersed in levels of control, and it is because it's what we've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we've primarily grown up, most of us, in situations where we've been in environments where there are people immersed in fear. And it may not have been spoken, but we get into that constriction of fear, and rather than leaping into our excitement and our passion and truly letting go and being the free individuals like children are, we stay in that place of fear. And so I try to teach people, number one, let go of that old definition or acronym that fear stands for, and let me give you a new one. Because for me, fear symbolizes feeling excited about reality, feeling excited about reality, so that when every time you're in that stopping point, you actually leap into life. The one thing my three-year-old has taught me
uh-huh.
is to allow whatever's happening in the moment, whatever emotion, whether it's a tantrum or whether it's bliss, and then move on. Don't be attached. Be like the child. Let go of every single thing, and you'll see that the doors open faster and the conversations happen more fluidly.
So when we feel that sensation of fear as it, you know, comes up for us often, and I think often we don't actually even perceive that it's there. You're saying it's something to be excited about embracing?
Well, what we were taught when we were the little people and we got excited about something, we'd have this pumping in our heart and we'd have this beating in our gut and
mm-hmm.
we'd have this energized feeling all over our body.
Yeah.
And we would see people around us and they would go into constriction because they were taught that that was fear. Fear is something that's taught. It's not something we're innately born with.
Uh-huh.
But what I want you to know is when you get into that place,
uh-huh.
what if it's not fear? What if it is just excitement? If you think about the last time you were truly excited about something, I will guarantee you it's almost the exact same response. It's not the same. It's just you were taught, oh, my gosh, this is new. I need to be afraid of it.
Uh-huh.
And that's not it. It's, oh, my gosh, this is new. I need to get excited because I'm about to leap into something unknown. The known has only gotten you where you are.
Mm.
For you to go beyond that, you have to dive into the unknown. You have to let go of what you've known. And when you go into the unknown, that is the place of excitement. That is the place of creation. You are not on a journey. You are the journey. You are not in the world. You are the world. they're not a spiritual being having a human experience. This human body is a spacesuit. You can't possibly be just a spiritual being, because that means that when we move into the spiritual realm, we're all still separate. And that doesn't work, because we are all one. So then that means we must already all be oneness, but we must be experience. Experience experiencing itself. So your ultimate true purpose is to always dive into what your passion and heart is asking of you, and allowing that to unfold through you as experience experiencing itself, and understanding that fear is never what it was taught. It's simply the excitement that your body's feeling to tell you to move forward.
I love that. And, you know, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Simran, can you tell us your websites one more time, please?
Absolutely. Go to 1111mag.com, Simran-Singh.com, or conversationswiththeuniverse.com. And to tap into a Rebel Road appearance, therebelroad.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me here today, Simran.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. You are so beautiful and amazing with the conversation. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, I highly recommend Simran's book. Again, it's called Conversations with the Universe. And, of course, most people do know about her magazine, 1111 Magazine. So do check out 1111mag.com. And if you want more information or you want to replay this broadcast, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com or stellarreflections.com.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, Stellar Conversations to Illuminate Your Journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.